Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, we've got a wonderful, enlightening show in store for you today. Ooh, already getting some thumbs up from our fans on the Facebook live stream. Thank you, Dana. Always a pleasure to have our fans tuning in on the Facebook live stream as well as on talkradio.nyc. So it's been a wonderful week since last we checked in. And of course, we start off our show, as always, with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what the universe and Abraham has in store for us today. First, from the universe. For your information, it really is an itty-bitty world you live in. To me, anyhow. And if you see it like that, too, just watch how your challenges shrink. Ah, the magic of a chosen perspective, huh? The universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe and from Abraham. I think the universe today kind of reminding us how important perspective is and how sometimes we think we are in the middle of some huge, tremendous challenge, whereas if we change our perspective, maybe it's not quite as challenging, not quite as life-threatening as we have a tendency to think they are. And that perspective is something I talk personally a lot about because our perspective really dictates a lot of our state, of how we feel, of our state of mind. And when we have a very short perspective, sometimes we do ourselves a disservice because in the short term, things can seem very disempowering. They can seem very crazy. But if we can zoom out and take a bigger perspective and take more time to look over things over the grander scheme of things, suddenly things aren't quite as serious perhaps as we once thought they were. I always like to say in my workshops, if you know, we've all had something that's happened in our lives, perhaps 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, that at the time the event happened, it was the most awful, gut-wrenching, horrible thing that we could have imagined. But now, 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, we look back on that exact same event and we laugh. Or we talk about how it was the greatest period of growth for us in our lives. I always say, like, why wait 15, 20 years? Why not, reserve the judgment as to whether it's something good or bad to kind of help to get through it at the time? So perspective is extremely, extremely important. Thank you, universe. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today, fresh from the inbox. From Abraham, your action has nothing to do with your abundance. Your abundance is a response to your vibration. Of course, your belief is part of your vibration. So if you believe that action is part of what brings you abundance, then you've got to unravel that. Abraham. So this is one of these wonderful quotes from Abraham talking about the law of attraction and just talking about sort of our energetic state in general. And what Abraham is saying is that abundance, flow, prosperity. You know, we, especially in the West, we have a tendency to think those are some things we have to work really hard at, and we have to effort and struggle and put lots of hours in. And because that's part of our belief, then that is part of our vibration, and then we have to put that level of effort forward to really tap into the abundance that's all around us. But again, if we can shift our perspective and change our belief that abundance is sort of our natural state, that abundance is all around us, right? There's an abundance of air, right? We don't have to work hard to have enough air to breathe. We have enough air to breathe around us. Life takes care of us. If, bless you, if we shift our perspective and our focus and our belief that abundance comes to us naturally without effort, then we don't need to make as much effort. And I believe what Abraham is really trying to say here is that our energetic state has a lot to do with the things we believe in. And the more we shift those beliefs, the easier we can make it on ourselves. But if we believe that things are hard, if we believe like it's going to be a struggle, if we believe like people are difficult, then things are going to be a struggle, people are going to be difficult, and it's going to be hard for us. And so it's really about sort of taking responsibility for what's happening, because based on what we believe in, that's kind of how we energetically show up, and then that dictates everything else. So you guys know, I talk about this a lot. And from my perspective, everything is energy first. It's something energetic first, and then eventually we focus upon it, we continue to reinforce it, and it gets reinforced until it becomes physical. So if we can work on the energetic side of things first, then we can avoid a lot of the mishigas that we tend to give ourselves, the craziness, the troubles that we give ourselves in the physical world. And one way, as our first quote from the universe talked about, to change that belief is merely by perspective. And it's one of the things that having lived 50 some odd years, you know, for myself personally, the more you live, the different perspective you have. And it was interesting. Someone even said to the other day how, you know, when you're young, you have a tendency to care a lot about what other people think and society and different things. And the older you get, you have a tendency to care less about what other people think, and it's more about what you think and feel. And he was saying how, like, the older the people are that he works with, the less and less they care about what other people are thinking. And he says, like, you know, 60-year-old, a 70-year-old, they come in and it's like, ah, you know, who cares what other people think? I'm here to do my work. I'm here to show up and to be who I am. And so just that, those extra years give us that extra perspective that help us to see what's truly important in life and what's not really that important in life. So two wonderful quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham, all about perspective and vibration and abundance. I hope you enjoyed them. Of course, next week we'll have two more quotes for you. And now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the studio the Venerable Lama Abbe Tilku Jime Thupen Tenda Rinpoche. I hope I got that right.
Yeah.
And it is a pleasure to have you back with us in studio. Lama Abbe Rinpoche was born in Darjeeling, India in 1973. When he was only 9 years old, he was already fully initiated into monkhood. The tutor of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, His Eminence the Kabashe Ling Rinpoche, gave him his vows and named him Thupen Tendar. When he was just 12 years old, His Holiness the Dalai Lama identified him as the reincarnation of the hermit Lama Abbe Labsang Tenzin Rinpoche, who lived in a cave and was famous for his supernatural powers. And so we're glad to have a modern incarnation here with us in the studio today. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Abbe Rinpoche.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for taking the time while you're in town to come in. It was wonderful having you here. I think it was at least 2 years ago the last time you were here. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a while. So things are a little bit different than last time you were here in the United States, kind of in the world. We see sort of this reflection in the political views and in some ways also just sort of people's attitude towards each other. And one thing that I find now is there seems to be a lot less tolerance in certain places. I mean, in New York City, there's still a lot of tolerance, and in many other places there are. But still, there seems, because of the rhetoric, because of what's going on in sort of the politics, that I feel like there are a lot more angry people. That anger and hatred is something that we're seeing expressed much more so now in a very obvious way than before. And I would love to just to start, we only got a couple of minutes before we go to break, but at least just to start with the topic of how to work with people when we find them who are angry and who have a lot of hate inside them. How do we dispel those energies?
First, I'm very happy to come here again. This is second or third time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your kind, great opportunity to interview, and who's listening this radio, I want best wishes, and I want to say greetings for everybody, and thank you very much for your great opportunity to give me this opportunity, and thank you very much for organizer, Sherry. Hmm. And through that, I hopefully many people will benefit from my ideas or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is... through anger, I feel that in America or New York or anywhere, more and more people there are suffering from anger.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I think best idea to how to reduce their anger.
Mm-hmm.
When we get up in the morning, to motivate in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, they do motivate. If you motivate, how to motivate in the morning, when we get up in the morning, immediately think, today I'm very fortunate, I'm still in the life, today I'm not angry with my family, my friends, my animal, other people, other animals. I love them, I help them as much as I can. If I can't help them, I never harm to them.
Right.
Morning motivation is very important.
Yes.
Through that, and then during the daytime, still remember our motivation. This is very helpful.
Right. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Abbe Rinpoche. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll tell a little story of just an experience I had not too long ago with sort of an angry situation and how I dealt with it. And we'll continue talking about all kinds of things to help us with our daily lives today. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm very pleased you're here with us. And in studio, we have the Venerable Lama Abe Rinpoche with us again for the second or third time. I can't even remember now. So we were talking before the break about sort of how to deal with anger and hatred. And Lama Abe Rinpoche talked about, you know, when we get up in the morning to think about our motivation and that at the very least to do no harm, right? Like the Hippocratic Oath. We may not be able to help every situation, but at least we do no harm. And it reminded me, just for myself personally, I had a situation not that long ago where I was waiting in line at a drugstore to buy some little things, and there were a number of people in front of me, and the line was just moving kind of slowly. And there was this one older white gentleman, and in front of him there was a black woman, an older black woman, and she was, you know, because of her age, she was like a little bit slow at the cashier and figuring things out and everything else. And when she finally finished and she started to walk away, he went up to the cash register and he turns to her and he says something to her in a very mean tone of like, you know, you're not the only person here. There are other people waiting. And, you know, he just says something like really nasty to her. And I was really kind of taken aback because, you know, this woman's obviously, you know, at least 15, 20 years older than him. She's probably in her 70s. And, I mean, so it was taking a little bit longer, right? That's what happens, you know, when you're waiting online for something, things take time a little bit. And so it was a little bit abrupt to the cashier, and then the guy walks out, and the woman was still there, and she was looking at her stuff. And so when I went up to the cash register, I said to her, I said, you know, don't let his nastiness ruin your day. It wasn't about you, it was about him. And she smiled at me and she said thank you, and I could just see her whole face kind of light up because I made that effort to show her a little bit of kindness, because you know, I felt that what this gentleman had done to her and said to her was completely inappropriate. So I'm wondering if Abe Rinpoche, if you maybe have some other suggestions of when we see people being, you know, mean to other people, being, you know, showing their anger to other people, you know, what can we do as a third person to help a situation like that?
Yeah, it's a very great questions. My opinion is, I think those shopkeeper, he or she don't have an impatience. He or she need more patience, because this person, he or she is very little bit old,
right,
and she need to take time, because she's not like us to,
right,
physical and mentally and anything. Not enough strong, therefore it's take time. Therefore, usually all the people, we are same human being, same mentally, same emotions.
Right.
Everything, we are same human being. Therefore, normally, I believe we have a sixth consciousness. six consciousness. Number one is eye consciousness. Number two is air consciousness. Mm-hmm. Number three is nose consciousness. Number four is tongue consciousness. And number five is body consciousness. And mm-hmm. last number is mind consciousness.
Okay.
Many people in the world, they are not interesting about the mind consciousness. Only they're interesting five senses. Therefore, it is a very mistake. I think if we see, if we check ourselves, then how's my mind? Is my mind more positive or negative or neutral? Then change or transform to our negative mind to transform to the positive mind. Then positive mind bring us peace. Positive mind bring us harmony life. Harmony life is not from the only material. Harmony life is come from the our own positive mind. This is very important.
Right. Right. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize sort of how much we're responsible for how we feel, right? Like sometimes people think that just what happens in the world, you know, causes us to feel a certain way. Well, it's because this person did that or this, you know, situation happened that it makes me feel good or bad or indifferent. But really, we're responsible for how we feel.
Yeah.
Yes, by how we see things, by how we look at things, by our perspective, as I talked about earlier.
Yeah. My opinion is, everybody take responsibility, he or her self will make peaceful mind.
Right.
For example, for here, a few people, five or six different people, everybody take responsibility, everybody make meaningful life. Meaningful life means not only nice clothes, nice food. Meaningful mind, meaningful life means our number six, mind consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Mind consciousness is more beautiful, more compassionate mind,
right.
More tolerant mind,
right.
More humility mind.
Right.
If we make these, then we make ourselves peaceful mind.
Right.
For example, here six or seven different people, then we make seven different people will make himself or herself make peaceful mind.
Mm-hmm.
Through that, seven different family we can make peaceful mind. Seven different family make 70 family happy life.
Right.
70 family will make 700 family happy life. Then gradually our society make happy life.
Right.
Then gradually nation happy life. Then gradually our country's happy life.
Mm.
Then gradually in the world peace is possible.
Mm.
World peace, when we make world peace is one letter. Well, we need one letter. It's not possible, world peace. World peace, for example, we individual take responsibility, then through that we make our family, our friends, our society, our country, then world peace is possible. I told you, one family, one person will make one family will make 100, 100 family make 1,000, then gradually growing. This is possible from...
Right. I remember one time I heard somebody say that in order to have world peace, we need to make peace with our world. So if we as individuals are at peace with the world around us, then what you're saying is we help to affect those people around us. And as we are more peaceful, they become more peaceful. And then those people whose lives they touch become more peaceful and we can spread the peace around.
Yeah.
Now you have been a monk since you were 9 years old. So you live a very different life than probably most of my listeners.
But
as a monk, do you even feel unpeaceful at times? Are there times when the emotions come up for you or because of the way you live, it doesn't really happen for you?
Of course, we are We are same feeling you have. Sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy, sometimes neutral. But I believe here in America or Europe or Asia, in different country and different society, in the our monastery, all the time we praying, we are study, we do meditations. Here people have very stressful and a lot of work, a lot of not have chance like us.
Very busy life.
Yes. Therefore, of course, through the stress, through the worries, bring anger. Therefore, we all, everybody have happy or unhappy. Everybody have anger or like this. But we are a little bit less. I think Western people have a little bit more, I guess.
Right. And that's something that I hear people say often is they feel like, oh, it's so easy for a monk to just sit and meditate all day long, but I have to go to work and I have to take care of my kids and I have all these responsibilities. It's not so easy to, you know, take that time and be present and do those things. But those same practices that you do are what's essential for the rest of us to have a more peaceful life, right? That just being able to take the time, even if it's only 15 or 20 minutes every day to meditate, that can help to for us to have that relationship to peace with ourselves so that we can at least try to bring more peace to our lives.
Yeah, of course. Normally people, for example, normal people need think family, children, bring to school, bring back home from school and bring to work. So many hours and hours and specious time, all the time is walking. Then not have chance to think so much like us, meditation, studies, practice. Therefore, I'm sure they have more, if who become monk and nun, we have a more chance to opportunity to practice, but depend attitude. Dharma means practice means not like become monk and nuns. Whatever your work, I told you before, in the morning motivations when we get up, then after that when you go back on school or hospital or office or whatever you traveling. From your side, you lot of speech. I think many people care from your sound, and you make a lot of good karma from your speech. Good karma.
Thank you.
Karma have three different karma: body karma, and mind karma, and speech karma. I believe your karma is very good for the speech karma and mind karma. Therefore, mainly is attitude. And also happy or unhappy depend our attitude.
Yes.
Happy or unhappy is depend our behavior.
Yeah.
Therefore, I think if we can practice, definitely we can practice as well. Lay person and to love more your children, love more your wife, dogs, cats is very good.
Right.
I think American people love too much to the animals. It's very good.
Yeah. Yes, I know a lot of people who love their animals much more than their fellow human beings sometimes. Yes, animals do bring us a tremendous amount of love. So, all right, wonderful. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to touch upon some other topics that are sometimes some things that are not so easy for us to deal with in our day-to-day life. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And our guest this hour is Lama Abe Rinpoche. And we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with the Venerable Lama Abbe Rinpoche. And we've been talking a lot about anger and hatred and kind of how to deal with that and how to cultivate a more peaceful presence within ourself that we can then bring to other people. Lama Abbe, I would love to get your perspective on something that I see a lot of my friends, a lot of people I know are dealing with these days, which is around death, losing loved ones. I know many, many people who have lost family members, spouses, friends, and a lot of people I know, they have a hard time dealing with the death of somebody they know, and it's a big loss. I'm just wondering, like, how can we have a better perspective on death and dying that can help us with dealing with, these kinds of situations?
I think somebody dead, then somebody alive. Live people are suffering, right?
Right.
I think it is come from our attachment. It's come from
attachment.
Our attachment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the sufferings are come from come from their own cause.
Okay.
Therefore, how to deal with this sadness reduce or disappear? My opinion is think of the impermanent. If you think of the impermanent, impermanence, and our attachment will be reduced.
Right.
Attachment, impermanent is attachment's antidote.
Ah, okay.
Therefore, all the positive emotions, all the negative emotions are antidote.
I see.
Therefore, if you improve your impermanent, our attachment will be reduced.
So basically to try to see things as like everything always changes and that nothing is truly permanent.
Yeah.
And actually even this planet is not permanent because one day, billions of years from now, right, the sun will heat up and explode and, you know, the earth will be gone. So,
yeah.
I mean, again, the very grand perspective, having that bigger perspective that everything is impermanent, including ourselves.
Yeah. And impermanent, if we think of the impermanent, everything impermanent, then we are not so much attached.
I see.
Then therefore, impermanent, who have more education or who have more practice,
right,
impermanent, then less attached.
Right.
For example, when you stay in the hotel,
right,
we are not decoration to our room, right?
Right.
Because we are leaving tomorrow or next week. Therefore, same like this life, not too much attached for the body, for the mind, for the body and speech.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, when people are dead, we can't bring anything for the house, car.
Right, right.
Still our clothes we can't bring. Still our body not bring. Mm-hmm. What can we bring? Only we can bring only karma.
Right.
All the karma from when we get up until sleep, we are moving. Karma means action. From body action, from mind action, from speech action.
Right.
Three action, three karma. Body, mind, and speech.
Right.
Those three karma imprint to the our consciousness.
Okay.
Consciousness is still process from this life to next life, next life to future life as well.
Right.
Therefore, is if we need the next life good person, then we must more body positive, mind positive, and speech positive. These all are very important. These all are very strongly imprinted to our consciousness. Therefore, everywhere, who is a practice religious, it doesn't matter. Christian, Catholic, Hinduism, right. Sikhism, Buddhism, doesn't matter. What is important, we are same human being.
Right.
Human being life is very specious. Human being life is very ability, and all the positive emotions are improved. All the negative emotions are we can reduce. We have this ability. We have this wisdom. This we try to meaningful life. Then this life will be meaningful life, and next life will be very meaningful life as well.
Right. Yeah. It's. Sort of one of the things I always like to remind myself when there's some loss is even according to the laws of physics, right? The first law of thermodynamics is energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It merely transforms state. And so a person's consciousness, their energy, is never lost. It merely transforms state. And so I guess what you're saying is with the karma is the more good actions that we do, the more we are helpful, positive, trying to do good in the world, the more that energy carries through, not just in this life, but in whatever future lives we may have. And, you know, not everybody believes in reincarnation, but as a friend of mine likes to say, I do believe in recycling.
Yeah.
So let me just ask you a little bit more about karma, because sometimes I feel people misunderstand karma.
Yeah.
That they feel karma is just like, oh, if somebody hurts me one life, then I'm going to hurt them the next life. But karma isn't really about retribution, right? It's not really about I do something bad this life, then some people are going to do bad things to my life. It's really more about learning, isn't it?
Karma means action.
Action.
Action. Positive action, negative action,
right.
And neutral action.
Right.
Good karma will bring peace and happy. Bad karma will bring suffering and unhappy. Therefore, what is important? Karma is action. Therefore, all the actions, all the what we do from body, mind, and speech, all the imprint to our consciousness. Therefore, it's a good karma is very helpful. For example, some people very very short life. When people short life, why this person is short life? We believe he or she previous life kill other person, or he or she did suicide previous life. Therefore, these consequences for this life, he still become human being, but his life is very short. Therefore, it is karma. Some people is very rich. Why he is rich? Because he or she generous practice in the previous life. This is one reason. Got good karma. Some people is very poor because he or she did some measure. Last life.
Very cheap.
Therefore is poor. All the things, whatever we have this life, I believe is karma. For example, Kunz, two children born together.
Oh, twins, yes.
Twins.
Yeah.
But they are same mother, same father. They're right. Born same time, but they are different attitude.
Yes.
Why? Different karma.
Ah.
For example, may I give you one example?
Certainly.
Some children, when the beginning lifetime, they're born, everything is very fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
For example, he or her father and mother's relation is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And their family's financial is very good.
Mm-hmm.
He or she have a sweet chocolate, biscuits, whatever he or she have, shared with his brothers and sisters and friends and animals. He or she have naturally love.
Mm-hmm.
Why? He's come from his previous life.
Unfortunately,
some children, when the beginning lifetime, his father and mother's relation is not good.
Right.
Financial is not good.
Right.
And he or she's small mistake, very, very angry.
Mm.
When he or she saw some small animals, they like kill animals.
Mm.
Why? He or she have this bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
It is he or she, previous life, used a lot of anger, a lot of jealousy, a lot of ego. This karma bring this life still suffering.
We
don't need suffering, but we need peace.
Right.
But like this. Make sense?
I understand. So it's these things come back, in a sense, to teach us a lesson.
Yeah.
So because of our actions, our thoughts, our deeds in previous lifetimes, and our life shows up a certain way this lifetime, is really the result or the consequence of our actions previous lifetime. And I think hopefully this lifetime maybe things a little more difficult for us, then we learn maybe I should be more compassionate, maybe I should be more helpful and not be so cruel. Ultimately is the idea. I just want to give a quick shout out to our viewers on Facebook, our Facebook live stream. Thank you, Debbie, Priya, and Cole. You're all very near and dear to my heart. Glad you're enjoying the show. So is karma, though, it doesn't just go from life to life. Like, even within a lifetime, we could potentially see the consequence of our karma, no? Like,
yeah.
Like what we do early in life can lead to something good happening later on in our life.
Yeah. Karma, if we do good karma, we must appreciate. Today I'm very fortunate.
Yeah.
I'm very. I help him. I help her. I help them. I have my animal, dogs, cats, whatever.
Right.
It's very appreciate and dedicate.
Right.
If we do some bad karma, how we reduce the bad karma? We do regret or sadness through the good karma.
Mm.
Bad karma reduce only one solution. We make good karma. When we improve our good karma from body, mind, speech, then bad karma will reduce. This is one best solution.
Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. Okay.
Please, everybody make good karma.
Yes, yes. So do lots of good things. Don't worry about your reward. It will come. But I think sometimes just doing good karma is its own reward, because when we do good things, when we help other people, we feel good ourselves. So believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last break of the show. When we come back, let's find out, like, what are some of the projects Lama Abe is working on and how you can learn more about them. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Venerable Lama Abe Rinpoche, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
Hello, this is Mark Torres.
And Pronto Comics' own Dominic Sperano.
And listen to our show, It Came From the Radio, right here on talkradio.nyc, every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We talk about entertainment, movies,
comic books, and other news.
So make sure you check us out. That's right here, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Wednesday, talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Lama Abe Rinpoche, a Tibetan Buddhist monk, here in studio with us. We have another dear friend on the Facebook live stream, Brigitte. Welcome, Brigitte. Glad you're tuning in today. If you see our dear friend Bhante, please tell him all about the show. I have a very dear friend of mine who was the former owner of this space, the radio show, who became a Theravada monk, who actually happens to be in town right now. So I guess I have a lot of monk friends. I might have been a monk in another life. I don't know. So Abbe Rinpoche, you have some projects you're working on. You have some things you would like to let our people know about?
Yes. I have one project to build my temple, my library, and my clinic.
Okay.
Since 2009, I bought land, and 2013, in March, I took water from the land.
Mm-hmm.
2013, November, I make fences around the land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my project is I have three floor, ground floor and first floor and second floor.
Okay.
Ground floor, I have five bedrooms and five bathrooms,
okay.
One kitchen and one clinic.
Ah, okay.
And first floor, I have seven bedrooms, one library, one yoga room.
Okay.
And second floor, I have a main temple there,
uh-huh.
And five bedrooms and five bathrooms and one living room. Uh-huh. This is my project.
And where is this property?
This is come to South India at Ganden Monastery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have nearly 3,000 monks.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so it's a big monastery.
Big monastery, university there. Mm-hmm. All the monks there studies Buddhist philosophy.
I see.
At the moment, I have six monk students.
Mm-hmm.
My plan is when I succeed my project, I like help.
Mm-hmm.
To 25 monks, students.
Okay.
Then when they studies after when they study Buddhist philosophy, mm-hmm. then after they become Geshe. Geshe means doctor of Buddhist philosophy. Then after they travel to in the world to continue to people in the world.
My.
This is my ambition.
I see.
Is not only for the monk students, also is student for Western students,
mm-hmm.
Eastern students,
mm-hmm.
all my relatives' friends can come and meditate there and relax there.
Right. So this is a place that's like a sanctuary for people who want to come and find a place where they can feel the peace, where they can meditate, where they can be apart from the regular craziness of the world out there.
They're at the moment in the America and New York City is very busy.
Yes.
People can come and relax and meditate, and then they learn how monks live, how monks studies.
So you've been traveling around for a little while now, letting people know about this project to help to raise money for this project. So you're accepting contributions from people to help with this project?
Yeah.
And I understand that if people are interested, they can PayPal you, they can send you some money, and your email address is A Rinpoche, that's A-R-I-N-P-O-C-H-E, 73@gmail.com.
Yeah, this is my email. And everybody can support for my project. It will be very beneficial. $5 or any dollars is possible. And I will be very appreciative to your kind support.
Okay. And you get some good karma for that, right?
Yeah.
I have to remind people, like, you know, supporting, this is something I've learned from my friend, the Theravadan monk, that by supporting people who have dedicated their life to a spiritual practice, right, we help you to become more enlightened, to achieve greater levels or understanding, and by us helping to support you to uplift, you uplift us, and that we benefit from that too, even if we don't necessarily see the physical benefit right away. It will, in a energetic sense, in a karmic sense, benefit us as well.
Yeah, this is very beneficial. When I successful the project, people can come and meditate, and I also, my clinic to not for only Tibetan medicine, also Western medicine, Western teachers invite and teach to the monks and nuns and Tibetan people and Indian local people how to health is important, how to eat. Western people have good knowledge about the health. Therefore, I like invite them. And sometimes I like invite to spiritual great master to give teachings and blessings.
This
is my ambition.
I'm curious, is there any particular reason why you chose that particular location?
Since I'm 7 years old, I became monk this place, Ganden Monastery. Ganden Monastery is a great master, Lama Tsongkhapa's. He made this Ganden Monastery.
Right.
At the moment, they have nearly 3,000 monks there. Therefore, I think, and after that, 10 minutes, they have Jibung Monasteries. They have 4,500 monks there. Then I think this is a very great opportunity to build some temple, their temple, and many people, many monks, many nuns, and many Tibetan local people and Indian local people, they benefit from us.
This is
my ambition.
And if people are here locally in New York City, I know you recently just did an event at the Tibet House on, I believe it's 15th Street?
Yeah.
So
on the Monday, June 5th, I gave teachings and blessing in Tibet House. And yesterday at Rubin Museum, I did some short blessing there.
Oh, at the Rubin Museum.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a beautiful
Tibetan
museum.
People are very enjoyed.
Yes, I'm
if sure. you like, I can do some short blessings as well. Hopefully people get some benefit from us.
Can you do it in about 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a quick blessing. You listeners, you are so lucky. So let's get our blessing.
Oh,
money.
Lama Abe Rinpoche, it's been a pleasure, an absolute pleasure having you back in studio. And
thank you very much for your give me great opportunity. I hopefully many people will benefit from us.
Yes, I hope so. We'll continue to share the podcast. We'll go out, as for those of you who don't know, we're on iHeartRadio now. We're on iTunes. We have a wonderful intern, Leah, who's helping us with getting everything up to date. So we'll get a lot of the stuff up, as well as on the Facebook live stream, sharing that out. And then once again, if you would like to support Lama Abe Rinpoche, you can happily send him donations. His email address is arinpoche73@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening. We're out of time. Don't forget to tune in on Fridays for our shows in the No 420, Follow Me Friday, and Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. We will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.